Buzz Babe Amanda joins us in the studio. We're looking for her about 8 o'clock, and she's going to spend 3 minutes with us and then go back. She's got a bad back. What's up? Or bad, what do you call them? Roger's got the same thing.
Actually, I hurt my back yesterday. My back has been bothering me all day.
What, one of our number one listeners is one of your clients, Wes Sutton.
Yeah.
And what did you call? RJ, can you remember what she said was the matter with her?
She had...
The area?
Oh, the M word.
No, it was an I word, right? I word. Ilio.
He was almost. He was going to go Hope Solo.
Ilio.
I thought you were going Hope Solo on me for a minute.
Say it again.
Ilio Soaz.
Roger.
Yeah, and we should have let that boy go back to Cuba. But I'm glad we did for his sake.
Ilio, you're having trouble with your Ilio Soaz muscles.
I wish I had a nice juicy story to tell you about how my back went out, but.
You are a massage person who works every day rubbing other people, but that now you need to be worked on, correct?
Yeah. You would think karma, I would wake up feeling like $1 million.
Yeah. Well, you worked on my dad, did a great job. He gets a massage now every every week in Florida. Yeah, every week in Florida.
How is Wes doing? And Wes is better in the last 2 weeks? Has he gotten any better?
Yes. I've been working on Wes.
My goal is to have Amanda rub me down, but I must lose another 20 pounds before I would. I don't want to get in there going, golly, I can't even get to the muscles.
I'll
so much fat here.
In Boston.
Well, that's why they have to be
right,
strong.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, would you rather work on a muscly guy, a fat person, or a bony person?
Well, muscle, of course.
You like to marry him, kill him, and what's the other one?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's harder to work on a heavier person.
Yeah, you got to get through the fat, yeah.
Is it like getting a stud finder and trying to find where the muscle is?
Or if you're skinny,
it's hurt. You're hurting their bone.
Yeah, I mean your bone. It's just right up against the bone.
Yeah, and I'm a deep Swedish. And so
excuse me.
A what?
A deep Swedish.
Deep Swedish.
So. Roger likes that. He likes
those.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I used to go watch her dance.
So you go deep into the muscle.
Yeah.
Do you still do much Buzz Babe activity? With your busy schedule. Are you going to be at Cajun's Thursday night? I will be there at Cajun's. I think we got a few new Buzz Babes, too. Have you met them?
Yes. Actually, I turned Caitlin on. She'll be there.
Caitlin's one. Wow.
You did what?
Caitlin's a hottie.
Caitlin, one of my girlfriends. Oh, okay. She's now joining our team.
Caitlin's a fun little blonde hottie. Yes.
She's gorgeous.
And she'll be at Cajun's Thursday night?
She will be.
And we got, what, two more besides that?
Well, Matt Couch is right there. So, Matt Couch.
We got three new Buzz Babes?
We got three. Potentially four, but three of the new ones will be there Thursday.
They'll be at Cajun's Thursday night. You know, and it may not be too bad temperature-wise.
No, I think it's going to be in the upper 80s.
Yeah, upper 80s or low 90s. Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you've been a Buzz Babe for how long now, Amanda?
This will be second year.
And you are from Warren.
I am from Warren.
I was down in Seaside, again, another instance where I see this guy. It's got number 48 with a hog on the back of it. So he's the only one walking down the street. I said, is that your – he had a hog hat. I said, is this your car? And who's number 48? His son was a walk-on player from Warren.
Oh, great.
And it was a fullback, and now he's a strength coach up there. And, yeah, we have the last Warren connection for right now, Chris Gregg, who is preseason, probably second or third team tight end. And did you see where his ninth-grade brother has already been offered a scholarship by the Razorbacks?
Really?
He's like 6'3", 250, and he went up to camp, and they were...
I think I did. I heard Trey Biddy talking about it.
Yeah, ninth grade. Can you go to school? Can you be normal after a college has given you a scholarship in the ninth grade?
Well, if you're grounded. Yeah,
if you're grounded.
You're not a jerk if they drug test.
Warren, we're pretty humble.
Yeah, well, Warren, listen, y'all set the bar high the last few years.
Do they drug test in your profession?
Yeah, do you drug test at Massage Envy?
No, but it's just an unspoken truth that
don't most massage
participate in.
You don't?
No, I don't.
I didn't know it was an unspoken rule in that. Right.
Most of us just have a drink.
Well, with all that music, you'd think you'd be.
We're like, that's it.
Okay, of course you are. Of course.
Some people like to have, my dad does not have a full body massage. My dad just gets his upper body.
Of course
not. And some people like to get naked even when they get facials like Roger. So it's really, you're open. Would you get a full body massage?
I've got to come see you.
Only the front.
I've got my back needs to be released.
I can do it.
I will say this.
It needs to be unlocked.
I will say unlocked.
I got the key for you. It
does. It will make it. How much tension is stress? Yeah. What did you? I think the last time we had the massage, I had what was it? Rocks. I got rocks.
Hot stones.
You know, I got rocks in my back.
Oh.
Knots.
I don't. Yeah, knots.
I have a boulder.
So if you want to get massage envy and have Amanda take care of you, just call her and ask for her. And although your schedule is pretty full.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for spending 7 minutes with us today.
God.
We had scheduled to have you for 2 hours. We hope you're ileo-sac.
You know, we did have other guests scheduled, but we, you know, we're not. They'll have to come back next week. We've got you in the 7 minutes.
Yeah, we the ileo-sacral. Bone.
SI joint.
The SI joint. We hope it gets better. Roger.
SI
will,
joint.
Yeah, we'll compare Haglund's disease. And
so at least it's not the M joint.
It's not the M joint.
The Hope Solo joint.
The Hope Solo. That is true.
Very true.
Yeah, don't just be calm if you get drug tested today, everybody. Thanks for being with us. The Zone is up next without Pat Bradley, right?
Yep.